morning, good evening, good afternoon, everybody. We are here at the AI EDU Unlock podcast.
So here we are on Alumni Walk. It connects our student center to our library. We also hold many of our events and fairs up and down Alumni Walk. Every fall and spring, we have student fairs, activity fairs, where all of the clubs and organizations line up and down here, and students get to get a taste of everything we do on campus. It also is one of the more serene places on campus to sit, to just wander, to think. It's surrounded by benches that we've put in. It's surrounded by public art. So this is 1L. This is our library. The library is a lively place. It is where many of our students spend many hours studying, gathering, being together. These are our faculty books. Students are allowed to use the rooms upstairs. They can check out any of these study rooms. They have technology in them. They have sharing technology. They have screens. And our students are able to use those as study spaces. There are stacks and quiet spaces on the fourth floor, on the third and fourth floors. So here we are in our general library space. This is where students spend a tremendous amount of their time studying, socializing, learning with other students. The CSI campus is 204 acres and it is surrounded by a green belt. We have a variety of different wildlife that live on campus and live inside that green belt. The deer and wild turkeys. We have a number of resident groundhogs and woodchucks that tend to roam the campus. Any time of day, you can generally find them on campus, certainly in the morning and in the evenings when the deer come out to graze. You can find any number of them hanging out in all kinds of corners. In front of us is Building 3S. That is our School of Education. We have a large population of students who are training to be teachers, and they all run through the School of Education there, majoring in different areas with education as their concentration. 6S is our science building. Inside it, we have biology, chemistry, physics, neuroscience, and other hard sciences. We'll take a look in there real quick. So you have general bio labs, biology prep buildings. This is our sustainability. People are testing things out. Yeah, and working on different ideas on what would work, what couldn't work. So our students are doing active research there.
So, Stephen, thank you so much for taking us around the campus.
Indeed, my pleasure.
How do you want international students to think about applying to CUNY in terms of just making the process more easy?
Sure. I think that a lot of our international students find the process a little daunting. How am I going to study in America? Where am I going to go? We try and make that as easy as possible at CSI. Right on our webpage, there's a link for international admissions that takes you directly to our international admissions officer. She walks people through the process. She helps them get through to the CUNY application, fill that out, put that through. From there, she picks it up and guides them all the way along the process. What we do, we take students into admission and then immediately start working with them to gather all the information we need so we can take them through the immigration process as quickly as we can.
Fantastic. In terms of scholarships, if any, do they have to apply separately? Is it part of the application? How should students think about that?
Students would write in and apply separately for scholarships. We do have a limited number of scholarships for first-time international students, but they tend to really kick in once those students are here. So students come, they spend maybe 30 credits with us, and in that first year, they apply to our scholarship office. They get to know personally our scholarship development person who takes them through the available opportunities there are for international students. And we're finding that our students are winning those scholarships. We've got wonderful services for all of you. We've got all the opportunities that you can do. As you said, it is a terrific campus. It's a great place to come study.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Steve.
Of course. Thank you.
Stay tuned for more, and thank you for listening and joining our podcast.